This is Corolla Digital.
Hey, I'm Adam Corolla.
I'm Dr. Drew.
And we are here to ask you to do us a little favor. If you like what you hear, share it with a friend.
Nice. Keep the pirate ship afloat, right?
Yeah, well, that's the only advertising we got. Thank you in advance for telling a friend, and enjoy the show.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Corolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah. Get it on, baby. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. Thank you so much for listening to the program. Thank you so much for clicking through Amazon at adamanddrdrewshow.com and subscribing via PayPal. $5 a month. Sounds reasonable to me.
Is that juju?
It's good juju. Also, Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center coming up. Kimmel, Kevin and Bean, and Drew, and who else? Mark Maron and Andy Summers, guitar player from The Police, man. Doug Benson, all just doing a free jam, man, for the benefit so we can stomp out these patent trolls, man. It's important to us at fundanything.com. All right, Drew, how you feeling, man?
Good. I'm getting over my humiliation. That hit the internet with that improv podcast I sat in on to help you out when Eric Stone Street shamed me publicly.
Rodeo Clowns.
Play it again.
Rodeo Clowns.
Rodeo Clowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember this, Jeff?
You ever heard of Jefferson Airship?
Yeah, I'm going to stop doing those public podcasts.
Drew, I love it when you come up on stage and jam out with us when we do those shows. I absolutely do. I always laugh. Every once in a blue moon, somebody says to me, "Oh, you just want to hog the spotlight. You're just a glory hound."
What?
Oh yeah, to me, and I'm always like.
No, you're always like, help me, take this away from me, get it out of here.
Yeah, everyone come on up on stage.
Yeah,
I'll be like Bob Dylan. You guys be Mumford and Sons. Just come on down. Surround me with your banjo.
Drown me out.
That's the one thing that has always stuck in my craw professionally. Like when people go, well, you know, Adam's a comedian, and if he thinks somebody's funnier than he is, then he doesn't want him around him because he's competitive. And it's like, really?
They forgot one piece about Adam that supervenes all other. The most important quality Adam has is laziness.
Thank you.
That's the quality that always prevails.
Well, the other thing is if you're Joe Coy or you're David Alan Greer or you're whomever and you're fucking funny, guess who wants you to come back as much as you possibly can?
People don't or may have forgotten that on your radio show, you used to bring in guys that were declared to be radio death by the management.
That's right.
Because they were funny. But they were radio death, Adam. You got to admit, these guys could never be funny, could never have a career. But they were funny, and you of course would share the mic with them. Guys like what were some
I'll
of their names?
Up, I forget I'll their names. Bring wait, up wait. The names. You guys are going to have to go. I don't even know if these guys have Wikipedia pages or IMDb pages. You're going to have to dig pretty deep.
All right, give me one name. Just throw one out there.
I'll throw one out, but you guys, again, and I don't know how to spell these. You just do it, but you're going to have to go pretty deep on the internet to find some of these names. But you will. Once you see, if...
You'll see they're funny if you can find
any of their work represented on the internet or even just...
Because everyone agreed after you early on found them, everyone then agreed these guys are death.
Well, Jack
comedic
Silver,
radio
the program director over
but,
at
but
KLSX.
Certainly not worthwhile comedians, not worthwhile actors, not worthwhile
You're not going to find a photograph. I don't think you're going to find what they look like, but you might find something they wrote, a blog
if
or something like that.
So
maybe they're on Twitter.
Oh, could be.
I don't know. All right. First is a guy named Joel McHale.
Joel McHale.
Yeah, it sounds like McHale, but it's just, I think it's silent.
Well, that guy died of death immediately after you began your radio show.
I don't know. I think I saw him spinning one of those condo arrow signs, you know, where the
dressed as a chicken.
No, he wasn't dressed as a chicken, Drew, because I wouldn't have recognized
him. So Joel McHale, that's one. All right. I never heard of him.
I don't know if that was him.
No, never heard of
him. He looked a lot like
okay.
him.
Okay. All right.
I didn't want to slow down and talk to him because it would have been embarrassing for him. There was a guy named either Louis or Lewis, I can't remember, C.K.
Louis C.K. What a weird name. No wonder he didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was dead. Dead in the water right then. And he never went on to do anything.
No.
Louis C.K. And everyone declared, this guy's not funny.
Jack Silver has a crystal ball. He knows.
Radio
death.
You found him early, thought he was funny, put him on the radio, death.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. All right.
The other guy is a Greek guy.
What? Greek? Must be hairy.
He may be big in Greece. I don't know if he's still in the country.
All right. What's his name?
Zachary Galifianakis.
What a strange
name. Yeah, it's
no
a
wonder.
Long name.
No wonder.
Yeah, you're not going to.
No wonder.
They should change his last name to Ross.
That guy dreamed of meeting the president one day.
Yeah.
And yet, dead.
Dead
in the water.
Dead in the water.
Zach Galifianakis. What a strange name.
Program directors. They know their business. That's why they get the big bucks.
Well, and that's why because these guys were funny, and you kept them around you because they were funny.
I thought they were funny, yes.
But you wouldn't have anybody funny around you.
And I don't like competition.
Right. So you brought these guys that – oh, I see. You brought these guys who were not funny around you.
Right. Because I don't want to – I don't like any competition in the comedy department. So if I think anyone's funny, they can't come back on my show.
And it also is a great example of the wisdom of radio. It's an infinite resource of wisdom. Radio always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, hey.
I believe they declared Jimmy Kimmel would never amount to anything.
I was told he was a behind-the-scenes guy.
Yeah, right.
He was a producer, but he wasn't a talent. Well, to be fair, he would have made one hell of a producer.
He basically does sort of rub his shit on his show. He does function as a producer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, look, I'm sure that...
And by the way, I'm going to interrupt you on this because I don't want to forget this. It's an important point. I think that's a talent that in media today people must have. They must create stuff for themselves in order to have an opportunity because people aren't sort of creating it for them. Or if they do, they don't get the... You know what I mean?
But I'm sure that Thomas Jefferson would have made a great manager of an Arby's.
Oh, sure.
Like, he would have been fucking great.
Would have been good.
Would have been probably a waste of his talent.
Yeah.
But if that's what he did, you would have had a really kick-ass Arby's. So it is true that Jimmy would have been a fine producer.
Might have been a little bit rough with Thomas Jefferson and people with darker skin, but...
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Ooh, let's put him at a Popeyes, just to really mix it up. All right, so Drew, you're feeling good. You're over.
I'm back. No. I'm sort of realizing how sick I was from so many months, months, like recovering from that damn surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm all, at least at times, all pistons firing now.
All right, feeling strong.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Ready to help out the kiddies.
Sure.
Ready to get out there and do your thing. Mm-hmm.
Are you setting me up for something?
No, I'm not.
I'll tell you what, I have been giving some thought to, you know what's given thought to all this stuff about people need to exercise their mind, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, listening to lectures and books, that's the way to do that, or reading books. But you don't have to read books because you have audiobooks.com. Now, you can sign up today, get any audiobook free, listen instantly anywhere, download the audiobooks. Actually, you download the audiobooks.com app to your Apple or Android device. Stream books on the audiobooks.com using your tablet or computer. More than 50,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers, new releases, classics. Membership benefits, one audiobook per month, plus 33% off each additional title you listen to. Preview as many books as you want, even before you sign up. Sign up at audiobooks.com/Drew, D-R-E-W. Get your first book free. Again, that's audiobooks.com/Drew. Get your first free audiobook now.
Way to go, man. It is the way to go. On an airplane, through the airport, traveling, wherever.
That grows your brain. I'm telling you, that's how you grow your brain.
Of course.
Learn.
It's fertilizer for your, water. For your brain, man. All right. We got some phone calls we can jump on to.
We do?
Let's see where those phone calls are. I'm just going to hit a line then.
Yeah.
Line 3.
Ace man, Dr. Drew, get it on.
Wilmer.
What's going on, Wilmer?
Are you in New York City or New York State?
New York City.
Were you near that explosion the other day?
It About like a couple stops away from my job.
My daughter's like 4 blocks away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Yeah. $2 billion just poof, leveled.
Ghastly.
Yeah.
Scary. All right, Wilmer, what's going on?
Well, yeah, I have a question. I heard about this case on this podcast that I listened to. It was about this guy. He suffered from epileptic seizures,
yeah,
and they gave him medication and all that stuff, and it didn't really work. So he got a surgery to remove a part of his brain that helped him deal with the seizures. So after that, he was fine, didn't have any seizures. But then he was going through a little problem, and they described in the case that suddenly he became addicted. He had like a sexual porn addiction,
mm-hmm,
and then it slowly trailed into child porn.
Right.
So when he went to court, the prosecution said that he would that he was responsible for his actions because he wouldn't act out in public. So he was aware of what he was doing, but then the judge ruled,
yeah,
that the case, like his, you know, the
biology,
surgery had, yeah, a big factor,
yep,
in determining the case. And I wanted to see, like, you know, where do you guys stand on that? Like, you know.
Yeah, Wilmer, this is a really complicated area, you know, because ultimately everything is about our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we draw the line between somebody that is responsible for their actions versus somebody that you can't hold accountable, or you can still say they should have known better, or they hurt somebody, we should still hold them accountable. I mean, Adam, I think, would say, well, if it's a dog with a brain thing keeps biting people, you're still going to do something with that dog, right? I mean,
you got to put them down.
Right. On some level, you have to protect the rest of us.
Well,
but maybe there are ways to do it.
When people say, you can't put that guy down, he's insane, that's why he ran through that farmer's market with the machete. It's like, first off, much more dangerous than the Menendez brothers in terms of me and my family. The Menendez brothers killed their mother and their father because either they were greedy or to pay father back for past sexual abuse or both.
Yeah.
But either way, Sonny and Natalia do not have to worry about the Menendez brothers if and when they're released from prison. I do not believe.
Not wildly. I mean, they're going to.
Not wildly.
But you know what? They'll run amok. They'll hurt people around them probably because they don't have empathy and they're fucked up. But
really?
Yeah, they're probably. I mean, yeah. They're probably sociopathic-ish.
Well, I believe possibly you can create a sociopath by abusing them. I do believe that. I said it once, I've said it again, but now I have twins. If on a fucking Thursday, if
that's abuse day?
Thursday's abuse day.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
No, on a fucking Thursday, if Sonny said to Natalia, what are you doing Sunday night?
Oh, right.
And she said, I'm kicking around the house, watching Murder, She Wrote. I don't know. Why? What's up? Hey, I'm thinking about getting a shotgun and shooting mom and dad in the chest while they eat Haagen-Dazs and watch TV. Are you in? And Natalia was like, Sunday? What time? Lynette and I would have done the worst fucking job on the planet of raising those kids. Natalia would say, if Sonny ever said that to her, are you insane? Your mom is a saint. Your dad's a little bit of a douche, but he did a decent job of providing so that your mom could get her sainthood. And no, I'm not going to be a part of this. But if she went, all righty, you got shells or should we get ammunition or where are we at? Somebody did something fucking horrifically wrong,
yeah,
with those kids.
Yeah.
Horrifically wrong. Either way, they pose no danger to me and my family. They only shoot people who either molest them, abuse them, or are sitting on top of $10 million that they would like.
But you understand that when you're that kind of a sociopath, the world is mom and dad. They start taking it out on everybody. Not
understood.
Necessarily violently, but it's just in unpleasant ways.
Understood.
But there are a lot of sociopaths out there, let's be fair.
But listen, running through farmer's market with machete, that can affect me.
Yeah. So this is an area of hot philosophical discussion. You know, at what point, you know, is there such a thing as volition? And at what point do we hold somebody accountable from a standpoint of justice? I don't have answers here. I really don't. I get very confused when I think it through. I sometimes I get very black and white thinking like Adam it is, and sometimes I get very
relativistic. Well, when you're getting into removing parts of someone's brain, I think that's a little better than the Twinkie defense.
Yeah.
In terms of this guy was hopped up on sugar, so he had to kill.
You know what I mean? I get you guys.
Yeah.
Again, not everything is black and white. We don't have the answers to all questions over here. All right, you got another one you like up there, Drew?
Five.
Line five. Team?
Hey, what's up, Baseman?
32 Indiana. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, Drew, how are you doing?
Tim, good.
Well, basically, so the last few years, I got divorced about 5 years ago. And when I've been meeting girls, things are going well, seem pretty into them, and vice versa. But then once we hook up, it's kind of like I'm completely disinterested. And I'm wondering if it's just bad luck or if there's something bigger at stake.
Do you, when you have these experiences with these women, does it surprise you that you're so uninterested afterwards? I mean, or is it, or is the experience sort of unsatisfying? It's like, whatever.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of a mixture. I think at this point, I'm kind of almost expecting it. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Let me ask another crazy question. Were you super into your ex-wife?
When we were together, yes, but it was me who decided to end things.
So are you trying to recreate that?
I would like to have a serious relationship.
No.
Why did you end things with your wife?
Basically, we got married pretty real young, and I kind of just could tell that I wasn't as happy as I should be, and she wasn't as happy as she could be.
Wanted some strange pussy. She wasn't as happy as she could be. No, Drew, this is what we talked about in the last show.
Yes,
he got married young. He didn't go out and sow his wild oats, and then he started thinking, geez, I wonder what that strange pussy would be like.
Thank God he didn't do it at 45 with three kids. That's where I have zero patience.
That's right.
All right. You know, how many times has this happened? You know, 50?
Quite a few. I mean, I was just trying to think in the last year, it's probably been at least 6 or 7 or 8 times where had at least a few dates. And then, you know, once it gets to the stage where something's going on in the bedroom, then
what do you think it is?
That's a good question. I mean, I'd like to think that, you know, I've just been a bit unlucky, but you know, I'm kind of just, you know, wondering if, you know, if maybe I should go talk to somebody, you know, a professional. And
there's nothing specifically about what you said that makes me think that, though it could never hurt. Then,
right.
And I only have a few minutes on the radio to evaluate you here. So it's you know, but I get more of the flavor that you need to work harder at who you know, don't waste your time with people that are not likely to be somebody that's going to turn you on.
What are you doing over there in Indiana?
I'm a teacher, so I teach middle school math.
Hmm.
What
graders are we talking about?
This year I got 7th graders. So
what are you teaching? What? How far?
So like you know, like percentages right now. You know, so tax and tip on a bill and stuff like that. But
wow.
We do equations and stuff.
Yeah, man. That's my. I'm good at the percentages, by the way.
Yeah.
Very good at percentages. Not good at the other stuff.
I'm always telling them how we need to use the metric system rather than 3/4 of an inch and stuff for measuring.
Nice.
Listen, the thing about the metric system, here's why you need the metric system. It's linear, completely linear.
Yeah.
The part where you're sitting around and you're trying to measure some stuff out and you go, okay, I'm going to rip this thing on the table saw at 3 13/16, but the blade is an 1/8. So I have to remove an 1/8 from the 13/16 because I have to factor in the thickness of the blade. Or you're measuring something out and it's 41 inches and 7/8 and you're adding it on to 28 inches.
Jeez.
And 3/16.
Ugh.
You fucking got to work.
Yeah.
Or the other part that's insane is, again, it's the SAE versus metric in the mechanics world where you're like, that 9/16 is too small. Do I need a I need a 32/64? Is that bigger than a? You got to try to figure out if a 42-64 is bigger or smaller than 9/16. And it fucks your shit up. But in the metric world, if a 12 millimeter is a little tight, you go to 13 millimeter. Right. If the 13 millimeter is sloppy, you go down to 11 millimeter. It's just right there. As a matter of fact, you just eyeball it and you go, oh, that's a 12 millimeter, that's a 10 millimeter, and it's usually right. That's it. It's a super, super easy to do. When you're going through a drill index, you ever look at a drill index? You know what a drill index is? Yeah. Drill index is, you know, start with 3/32 and then go up to an eighth, or you know, then 3/16, and then eventually you can't figure out what's bigger, the 5/8 or the 18/32. And it's stupid. You should just go one.
In science, there's no way to do anything other than metric.
It wouldn't work,
it'd be impossible,
right?
Yeah, it's impossible.
Because you couldn't, people would be fucking up all the time if they had to add 13/16.
You couldn't do it.
To 34/64.
You got to be able to move just decimal points around many times, and that's it.
Right. All right. I don't know why we clung on to that.
I know.
I don't know why. All right. Maybe it's the whole yardstick metaphor. There you go. There's a yardstick you measure people's success by, but maybe that's why. I don't know.
I think it's cost money to transfer over. I mean, all those manufacturers of all those drills.
I tell you that, first off, I'm not into this. You know, I hate the world, but this is the world system, this metric system.
I know.
By the way, number one. Number two, when I was in the fifth grade, it was, there's going to be two people that are in this society. 10 years from now, they're the people who know the metric system, and then they'll be the unemployed.
You remember Jimmy Carter?
That's all they said.
Jimmy Carter put some legislation up. It was like, here it comes. Coming in 4 years.
Here comes the metric system. That's right.
1976.
Well, that's why I laugh whenever I hear the climatologist talking about the global warming or climate change or whatever it is. It's like some guy looked at me while we were eating on the Catch a Contractor show tonight, by the way, on Spike. Thanks for making it such a hit. Good episode tonight. Don't ask me which one it is. They're all good. But we're just sitting there eating, and he was one of these vegetarian douches. And he said, you know, by the year 2042, there will be no more fish in the sea. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, where'd you hear that? Oh, I read it, and they did a study. And I said, that's awesome. Bullshit. No fucking way. I wish we could build a time machine so we could go ahead to 2042 and I could fucking slap you with a fish. And then we'd go back there now and I could finish my carne of fucking asada.
Hit him with a mackerel.
Do you know how many of those predictions I've been around? Oh, by 2000, you know, we'll be living underground. Yeah. The ozone will be gone.
There used
gone.
To be a lot more of that in the 70s, too. A lot more of those predictions.
Yeah, they're coming. They're pardon the pun, heating up again.
Yeah,
they're making a little comeback.
Yeah.
With the, oh, yeah. No, this scientist.
Remember the big one was there will be no food. There'll be mass famine worldwide, especially the United States. We will be killing each other for food.
Right.
Now we came up with genetically engineered food. Well, that's going to kill you. It really is insane.
All I know is if you hang around long enough and you hear enough studies just on simple things, and forget about the politically charged things, you know, AIDS, equal opportunity killer, third hand smoke, blah, 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 all the politically charged bullshit out there. Just take a little one on red wine. Is it okay to have a glass of red wine? Oh, they toggle back and forth. They've been toggling back and forth. Coffee. What about coffee? Is coffee good? Red wine. Sodium. Oh, sodium's bad. Sodium's bad. Sodium's bad. Oh, no. Now it's like, oh, you have the right. You have the good sea salt. No, you need sodium. You know what I mean?
How about the e-cigarettes now? It's driving me insane. That one's driving me crazy.
That's...
Because we got to protect you from secondhand e-cigarette smoke.
So
we have to protect you, Adam.
Now, what would be more dangerous, the e-cigarette smoke or the fourth hand smoke from the smoker? I like a lot of stuff. AIDS is a civil rights issue with Martin Luther King. I like that billboard. Well, I'm not sure what they want me to do.
I know.
With
that. I saw the other day. I was trying to figure it out. I thought, wow, interesting.
So fucking self-righteous.
That actually sits outside Drew's window.
It does. I know.
I'm staring at him.
You're right. It sits. It's on like Sunset and Cahuenga.
Yeah, it's absolutely where it is.
Yeah, and I saw it just yesterday. I sat there looking at it, going, "Wow, what the hell?" Interesting.
Big picture, Martin Luther King during one of the marches. Big head on there, and then everyone's marching. But AIDS. It's a civil rights issue. Any equal opportunity killer as well. Heterosexual, homosexual, exact same opportunity to die. You guys can close your eyes and think about all the heterosexual friends you lost to AIDS.
But e-cigarettes, this is what kills me about the e-cigarette thing, is that they're freaking out because nicotine in the e-cigarette is addictive. We got to protect people. And I was literally thinking to myself, listen, I'm happy when my tobacco smokers, is what fucks people up. Not the nicotine of the tobacco smoke and the carcinogens that burn from the leaf.
They have Nicorette gum and patches.
Absolutely. When I get my patients addicted to the gum or the patches, that's a triumph. I'm saving their lives. And literally, I read an article this morning and they go, nicotine is addictive, and everyone knows it can raise your heart rate. I go, yeah, that's about it. It can suppress your appetite and raise your heart rate. That's it. There you go.
Well, let me say this. As long as we're getting into things that are addictive, water, air, you know.
Better regulate.
Food,
defecation,
urination. These are all things we can't. Well, have you ever gone a week without urinating or breathing? Or consuming liquids. Yeah. So the fuck what? I don't get it. I don't get, you know it's great. And I know what it is, Drew.
Yeah.
I know what it is. Mm-hmm. We're living in a state that's 50th in education. So is that a topic we really want to broach if you're a legislator? I mean, if you're in charge. You want to get into that topic?
Yes, by the way.
No.
That'd be the one you'd want to get into.
Not when you've been at the helm for 14 years.
Oh, I see. Yes. No. We'll pretend that didn't happen.
You used to be number one, and now you're number 50.
Got it.
You want to get into that?
No. Stay away.
Focus on third-hand smoke and e-cigarettes.
Oh, God.
And we'll spend so much time talking about e-cigarettes, we'll never really get to the part where we're 50th in education.
Ugh.
See what I'm saying? You understand where it's coming from, the same place.
Yeah.
The e-cigarette part.
Man, would you stop being one of those Fox News clowns?
It's not coming from Indiana.
Yeah.
It's California's tip of the spear with third-hand smoke and equal opportunity killer and civil rights issue, AIDS, and e-cigarettes. It's all coming from the place that's 50th in education.
We have to take a break, but I'm just thinking, you've gone from being a Neanderthal to a Fox News clown. You're moving the food chain. Man, you are.
Yeah. I think we got a little review. Gary Haftard, he'll pull that up. He'll look under favorite tweets. There's a review of Catch a Contractor. Wasn't even bad. Anyway, I don't know, Wilmer. Yeah. Wilmer's fine. I got rid of Wilmer. Screw Wilmer.
We do need to take a break. We do.
All right. I want to give a little love to one of our quick sponsors before we go to break. BarkBox, baby.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, love me some BarkBox. Love me some Molly, man. Yeah. You can always bite off a little more than you can chew with BarkBox. I got the box, 4 to 6 full-size products. Innovative, durable, toys, leashes, treats.
Food. But lean, cool food.
Beautiful. Elk. You know, by 2041, there'll be no more elk or caribou or wild boar.
So better get it for your dogs now.
Get it now. That's right. All wild game will be gone from third-hand smoke, e-cigarettes. Going up, attacking the ozone, man. 3 monthly plans tailored to your dog's size. BarkBox, committed to helping the homeless dogs, by the way. 10% of everything they make goes to the homeless dogs and this goes to the shelters.
Nice.
And across U.S. and Canada. So they practice what they preach. Save 20% on a new subscription by visiting BarkBox.com/Adam. That's BarkBox.com/Adam. All right, quick break. Right back. More of your questions after this.
Allison Rosen. Hey everyone, it's me, Allison, from Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend. This week is a special theme week on my show. It's my fiancé Daniel week. However, by the time you hear this, he'll actually be my husband, Daniel.
This is just weird for me, that's all.
Listen on Monday and Thursday with the whole gang. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or go to AllisonRosen.com. I love you.
Allison's your new best friend.
Drewski, back with you, Ski Man. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thanks for subscribing via the PayPal button. Good juju.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, buying something on Amazon, bookmark us. Adam and Dr. Drew Show.com. My new book, Present Me, available for pre-order. So again, go on Amazon. Click on through,
soon.
Man.
It's coming on soon.
All right. We got a question here. Gary's... maybe got that review worked out. See if you can find it.
Go to line one. She's been a whole long time.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jana?
Yeah.
34, hi. Minnesota. What's going on?
Big time fan, Adam, Dr. Drew. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Such a pleasure.
Yep.
I recently got a job at the post office, and it's a rural carrier position where I have to go out into farm areas, you know, gravel roads and what have you, and I'm driving a 97 Chevy Blazer, and it kind of sits kind of high, and I'm thinking I want something that sits lower, and I'm wondering if you have any ideas besides the, I guess, for lack of a better word, the lesbian wheels, like mm-hmm. your Subarus and what have mm-hmm. you.
64 Impala that Snoop Dogg used to own.
Wait, you want something that sits lower? Is that what you said?
Yeah, because these mailboxes, you know, they got plows that go through, and a lot of times farmers will just leave them sitting lower. So with a Blazer, you're kind of sitting up higher, and I need something that's more of just, you know, car level.
But hold on. You on one hand said you have to travel these roads that sort of require a four-wheel drive higher.
Yeah. I just said rural dirt.
Well, she sort of described something that sounded like that, and it gets with snows up there,
Jana,
too.
Jana, do they give you – why don't they provide a vehicle for you?
They do if it's under 40 miles, and the route that I'm doing is 75.
You think it'd be the opposite.
Well, hold on a second. Uber Mail?
Yeah.
Another good porn name. German guy. Yeah. Rocky Stucco, meet Uber Mail. Yeah. He's out of Mainz, man. He's big over there.
Mainz? I've strangely been to Mainz.
You've been to Mainz?
Yes.
All right. Weird. Maybe you're Uber Mail.
Ooh. I've been hiding that for years.
All right. So you want something with good gas mileage.
Right.
What do? They pay your mileage? They give you some such and such a mile?
Yep. I get about 71 cents a mile. And so it's supposed to cover gas, and then whatever you don't put into the gas tank kind of set aside for car repairs and what have you.
Uh-huh.
How much a mile? 70 cents?
71 cents?
71. Yeah. Both 71 cents. It varies.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to, you looking to get something new?
Newer. I mean, I'm going to have to probably put some money into it to get the pedals put on the passenger side, but you leave the steering wheel on the driver's side, and that way you don't have to always drive on the passenger side.
Wow, interesting.
So you do cover some mileage when you're sitting. It's sort of like what I do when I'm drunk and my wife's driving.
I just reach
over and go, hey, let's make this turn. Let's make this light. And I start turning.
What is your driving now? What kind of car?
Blazer.
Aren't Blazer. 96 Blazer. Aren't Subarus good for this kind of thing?
She said she didn't want the lesbian mobile.
You don't want a Subaru.
Hey, how much does it cost to have the things retrofitted with a pedal on each side?
That's what I'm thinking. It's about $1,500.
Yeah, so you get an automatic. You don't have to deal with the clutch and the shifting and all that kind of business.
For
you
sure.
just get the gas and the brake set off to the other side. Interesting, interesting stuff. I would, and again, you want something that's a little lower down.
Yeah.
Than the Blazer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she were saying, I just want a car for this, you'd describe something like a Blazer, you know, right?
Yeah, listen, you can't, I don't know. You look, something like a Toyota Camry is just bulletproof. And who cares? You're on a dirt road. You might as well just get something that's bulletproof. Something that's just safe and bulletproof and like never breaks down and gets good mileage.
I was strangely
nobody gives a shit about
looking at some Nissans for my son who lives in New England, and there's a bunch of bulletproof bunch of stuff in the sort of mid range there.
Yeah, you get low end. You can get a Sentra. You want to step up
they
a
have
little?
Like
get a Camry.
They have some little mini SUV things too.
That look, they got like a Murano or something like that.
I would look at that.
Talking about naming these things. There's a Verano, maybe
and
that's a Buick,
ones,
and then there's a Murano.
Really reasonably priced. These things go for like 150,000 miles. So
yeah, all right there, Jenna.
All right, well, sounds good.
All right, Beth. We had to talk to her.
I don't know. She waited for an hour to talk to us.
All right. I wasn't. I'm not in car mode.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in help the kitties mode.
All right, Kira.
Kira, 24.
Allowing me to be on the show.
Hold on a second, Kara. You find that favorite tweet there?
What's that, Kara?
I'm looking through a few reviews here. I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to ask you in the break specifically which...
Favorite tweet?
Yeah, you didn't favorite any tweets in the last 6 days, so I'm kind of looking through your mentions.
Oh, yeah, but in the favorite tweet, I... Is it
the Variety one?
Probably the Variety one. I thought I put it in my favorite tweet. Maybe I didn't set it aside.
I want to mention something that should be your favorite tweet. And if not, it's certainly your favorite treat. Mm. Hulu Plus, baby.
Hulu, baby.
More than 1,000 of hit shows and movies anytime, anywhere, on the go, smartphone, tablet, favorites, SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Scandal.
Oh.
Every episode of shows like Lost, Law & Order, SVU, Doctor Who, and Community. Exclusive originals.
Doctor Who?
Like Behind the Mask, Hulu's new documentary that takes you inside the world of sports mascots.
Like
interesting. $7.99 a month. My kids love Hulu Plus. $7.99 a month for all shows, movies you can watch. But our listeners can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks. Go to HuluPlus.com/ADD. Make sure you use the HuluPlus.com/ADD for the extended free trial so they know that we sent you. Hulu Plus, you will not be unhappy. My kids... I don't know what they do with that. They don't want computer. They don't watch television on television anymore. They watch on computers through things like Hulu Plus. HuluPlus.com/ADD.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Gary's looking for this.
All right, let's go to
thing.
Kira.
I think it was in Variety.
Go to
I don't
Kira
know. Hold on. Chris, you seem to know something.
I have a Catch Contractor, seemingly cathartic concept for anyone who has ever lived through a painful home remodel. Although he once shared a couch with Jimmy Kimmel on The Man Show, Carolla now winds up in lower rent districts like this or serving as one of Fox News Channel's house clowns.
Yeah. That's you're going up the food chain. Used to be a Neanderthal with no sense of humor, no showmanship.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Well, first off, nice job because it's the highest rated debut of a show that they've had in the last 3 years. So fuck you very much, Friday. Nice job. Everyone's listening, evidently.
Well, but understand, in spite of you, it did that.
This was written the Friday before the premiere, so they didn't know how many viewers were
Of course.
Get.
No, of course not. They're always wrong. I didn't have that in my favorite tweet, though, huh? All right. Yeah, I thought I saved it. Well, anyway, Max Pata found it, and yeah. Now, here's the whole deal. As I've said all the time, when somebody on the left goes on CNN, they're not clowns or lapdogs. They're just contributors.
So Janine Garofalo goes on MSNBC.
She's a contributor to MSNBC.
She's donating her time.
Right. Why is it when you go on Fox, you're a clown or a lapdog? And then also this idea that, you know, when I say kids ought to be educated and their parents ought to feed them and we ought to focus on the family.
Dude.
I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid from the main clown.
You left out the school-to-prison pipeline.
Right.
Which is sucking all that away.
Right. That's me just sucking up to O'Reilly. I don't really believe it. There's certainly no scientific data to support it.
Right. And it's such a random, bizarre idea, too. Of course it would have to be their
idea. First off, listen, dickhead, a Variety dickhead. You're not supposed to, I've said this many times, when you do reviews, you're not supposed to let your personal bias bleed into the review about the person you're reviewing.
He gives a very objective review. What are you talking about? Where's the personal bias? This is an objective journalist.
Right.
This is what I hate, because they put their shit in there without people realizing it. It's even more pernicious.
What do you mean they don't realize it? You're trying to fucking review a home improvement show on Spike, and you bring up another network and call me a house clown. Obviously, it's not going to be a good review. You don't like me. But a bad review for people that are trying to glean information from the review who may want to see a home improvement show on Spike, because we are not getting a true review from you.
No, you're getting your opinion.
By
the way, not even your opinion. Their opinion would be, you know, I hate this Corolla guy. I really think his opinions really bother me. And I'm fine. Say that. Right?
I had the bet.
That would be an honest. And then, by the way, I had to review his thing, and I found it passably good. You know, interesting.
No, look, yeah. What I would take is I disagree with his politics. I hate Fox News, and it sickens me that he's on O'Reilly once a month.
Yeah, now I have to suffer through another show of his. But you know what? Here's the show.
I saw the show, and I don't like it, and I wouldn't have liked it whether I knew the guy's politics or not. It's a bad show.
Right.
I would take that. But if you'd like to be more effective at your job, simply review the fucking show you're asked to review and stop working other shows and other political affiliations into this review. I'm not sure whether what my stance on Obamacare has to do with home improvement. Do you know, Drew? And by the way, they always then go on to review the show and not give it really a bad review. If you read the rest of the review, Chris Maxipata, there's really nothing. They don't say anything bad about it. There's nothing to say bad about the show. It's 22 minutes of go get the contractor, fix up the house, and go home.
It's almost positive. I read the rest of it. It's almost. Yeah, it's
but that's the point. That's my point. Is he still has to bleed his bullshit through, as opposed to just stating your opinion. And then go, and oh, by the way, the show is passable. I'm surprised, in spite of my hatred for this guy, I found the show passably good. Maybe it would have been better without him, but anyway, it was good.
I don't know what this dick's name is, but.
Let's have it.
You're supposed
no,
to
let's
be.
Let's have it.
Brian Lowry.
Brian Lowry. I thought you folks on the left didn't judge.
I don't care which side he's on, by the way.
My point is, I thought your whole point was inclusion and not judging and let people do what they want to do. And
no,
your
that's
opinions.
Libertarian. That's me.
No.
Except I get accused of judging.
No,
and
look,
these guys judge more than anybody.
If you're male, right, Drew?
Yeah.
If you identify as a female, that's your business.
Right.
Because I can't judge.
Right.
But if I go on O'Reilly once a month, and by the way, you know what the topic of most of my O'Reilly appearances are? Busting O'Reilly's chops.
Yeah.
Like making fun of him.
Yeah.
Screwing around with O'Reilly.
Yeah.
The last time I did O'Reilly, the lead topic was, how did I think he did on Kimmel? And I made fun of it. Hardly politically charged, yes?
Hard-charging politics. Right. That's hard-charging politics.
So my point is review the fucking show, do your fucking job. Don't reveal to me your politics. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to be like a referee. You're not supposed to announce that you're a huge Pats fan before you make the call.
But
you're supposed to make the call.
But I don't mind the opinion. Just be honest about the opinion. Don't let it color what's supposed to be an objective review.
No, I know you don't mind the opinion, but why is the opinion woven into this call? You're a referee. You're going to make a call. Fair or foul, you're going to make the call. Why announce that you hate the Dodgers and then make the call? It colors the call you're going to make. You'd be more effective. You know what you'd be much better off doing? I'm a big fan of Adam Carolla's. That's why I was so disappointed when I saw Catch a Contractor.
Yeah.
If you really like to get to it,
yeah.
If you'd like to bust my chops, that's the way you should do it.
Yeah.
Instead, again, anyone who goes on Fox News, anyone who believes in that kind of liberty, anyone who wants lower taxes, anyone who stands for family values is just a lapdog. They're just a clown. Really? I'd like to see a little more personal accountability, and I don't want to pay more than 50% in taxes. That makes me a clown. That's what I like. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right, get Curie on here. Let's go.
All right. All right. But anyway, the review was not too bad.
Every
right?
review has been good. It's a good show.
Well, thank you. And
I don't watch it, but it's a good show.
And keep reviewing, man, because you're our lucky charm. Maybe we'll set another record next week. Jack off.
All right, Kira. Sorry.
Kira?
It's okay.
Go
Hi.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I am emotionally and psychologically attached to someone that I'm seeing, and I can let go, but I don't think that it's a healthy relationship. He's addicted to meth, and he does a lot of other drugs. He's an alcoholic. I don't know how to let go. I already know what you're going to say, that I probably shouldn't be seeing him anymore, but...
No, let me start from you, which is all we got here. And I can hear the trauma bleeding through in your voice.
Yeah.
You sound like about a 12-year-old to me, like something that kind of... What happened? Did you have a horribly abusive dad or something? What happened?
I'm actually 24, but...
Yeah, we know you're 24.
We know you're 24. You sound 12. That's my point. So you became arrested around age 12. What happened?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have an abusive father, but my father was not there for me emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So he's abusive and abandoning. What happened when you
were... Did she say he was or wasn't?
No, he was not abusive physically. He just wasn't there for me emotionally.
Okay, so abandoning. I
mean,
like,
for women, that's abuse. For men, it's not. I really mean it. A woman, look, the way chicks are wired, Drew, hear me roar.
Yeah.
A woman would be much psychologically better off as an adult if, as a young person, she was swatted or even physically abused, and not sexually, but some physical way, rather than just completely emotionally abandoned. For women, because that creates more problems down the road emotionally than the physical part.
Generally, abandonment is thought to be one of the more serious forms of abuse.
Yes.
If not the most serious. So you were abandoned by your dad, and what happened when you were 12?
What? I don't really understand the 12 reference.
Just asking you, what was your 12th year like when you were growing up?
My dad was there for us financially, but he wasn't there like, hey, you know, how was your day?
He was abandoning emotionally. Got it. What when you were in seventh grade, what was that like? What happened that year?
Nothing. I was a teenager. I started my period.
So nothing special.
That's what he's getting at.
So nothing special. There was no real... The family didn't... You divorced or there wasn't...
Well, I'm adopted. And I have some problems with my adoption. My parents were Armenian and I look Asian. And so there was a big cultural shock there. And kind of... feeling a bit out of place or whatever.
Well, listen, you guys, your whole family's got to worry about that school to prison pipeline because it feeds it. No, feeds on minority. Oh, wait, what minority are you?
Asian.
Oh, Asian?
No, Armenian.
No, I don't actually, and that's another problem with my adoption is that I don't even really know what ethnicity I am.
Right, but you look Asian and your parents are Armenian.
Yeah. So it feeds on her.
Okay, yeah. No, you don't have to worry.
You go down the pipeline.
It only feeds on certain nationalities.
Oh, I see. So it's not going to feed on her.
It was still really difficult nonetheless, because Armenians are very, very, very kept to amongst themselves. They're very judgmental.
It's the way Whitey likes it.
You don't look Armenian, and then I'll start speaking Armenian, and then they're just like,
right.
Yeah. Well, so, I still don't believe it.
All right, so either way, you're with a junkie.
Right, you're having difficulty understanding the extent to which you were traumatized growing up, even though you have a sense that things were not good and it was tough. You have a lot of stuff on that you're carrying around with you, and this guy is your acting out of all that. This is how that's manifesting. So you really, Kara, you need to get some treatment in the worst way. Relationships are going to be exceedingly difficult for you if you
go to Al-Anon.
You can go to Al-Anon. You can start there, get a sponsor, work steps, but you need a lot
and
of
you
work.
The guy's into crack, into meth.
That's not going to change. And you can't change it.
Yeah, that is what we call a deal breaker. Speaking of deals, DraftKings, baby.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That's a transition.
Winning huge. That's why I get the big bucks. DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. College, pro basketball, baseball, even golf, Drew. I know you and I like to hit the links almost every weekend.
I'm always
and on Wednesdays. Yeah. We'll hit the pitch and putt on Wednesday. You know, par three. That's the way we roll. DraftKings awarding huge cash prizes this month during March Millions. Guy named James Tran. I call him Jimmy Tran. Yeah. Won $1 million in one day. No season-long commitments. No being stuck with the players. Just instant cash. Instant gratification. Drew.
Right now you can play for free. Win real cash at DraftKings.com. Up to $200 million. Pick any sport like college basketball. The madness has already started and free spots are going quick. Enter Drew at DraftKings.com before Friday for your free entry. That is Drew at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
All righty then. I want to thank you guys so much. I want to thank you for subscribing. PayPal. Hitting the link, Dr. Drew, and all that good stuff. Tonight, catch a contractor. Love you for that. And fund anything. Are we getting to that? Fundanything.com. We're going to beat those patent trolls down so you can help us save the patent trolls. And
save the patent trolls.
Well, save us from the patent trolls. So until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew, Chris Max Panna, Gary Hefter, saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.